Good morning. This is Phil Knute with River Valley Co-op and your morning grain comments. Corn and soybean futures were higher overnight. May corn finished the overnight session up a penny and a half, settling at 4.30 and a quarter. May soybeans were up 2¾ cents, settling at 11.62. In the outside markets, as of 7:40 a.m., the U.S. dollar index is up 630 points, trading at 105.91. May crude oil is up $1.40, trading at $86.42 a barrel. Precious metals are all higher. Industrial metals are mixed. The electronic mini Dow Jones is off 96 points, trading at 38,636. Corn and soybean futures recovered somewhat from yesterday's post-report sell-off overnight, attempting to finish the week off with a firmer tone. For the week, since Friday's close, May corn has lost 4 cents and May soybeans have lost 23 cents. The April WASDE report released yesterday morning featured some bearish surprises, and futures reacted accordingly. The domestic soybean carryout projection came out at the very top end of the range of trade estimates, increasing by 25 million bushels from March to 340 million bushels. This was accomplished by a 20 million bushel reduction in the export usage category and a 5 million bushel reduction in the import estimate. The domestic corn carryout projection was in line with the average trade estimate. USDA lowered the corn carryout projection by 50 million bushels to 2.122 billion bushels. This was accomplished by a 75 million bushel reduction in the feed usage category and a 25 million bushel increase to the ethanol usage category. The big surprise on yesterday's report was the lack of change to the Brazilian production estimates. Traders had expected the Brazilian corn and soybean production estimates to be lowered significantly. Instead, USDA left their Brazilian corn and soybean production estimates unchanged from March at 124 million metric ton and 155 million metric ton, respectively. Yesterday, the fund sold 4,000 contracts of corn, sold 3,000 contracts of soybeans, and sold 4,000 contracts of wheat. They are now estimated to be net short 254,015 contracts of corn, net short 136,020 contracts of soybeans, and net short 92,015 contracts of wheat. This afternoon's CFTC commitment of traders report will show actual managed money positions as of Tuesday. From a chart perspective, May corn finds initial support at 427, the overnight low, followed by 424.5, the one-month low charted last Tuesday. Initial resistance is at the overnight high, 430 and three quarters, followed by this week's high charted yesterday, 437.5, and then 438.5, the two-week high charted 1 week ago. May soybeans find initial support at the one-month low charted yesterday, 1151, followed by 1140 and a quarter, the March 6th low, and then 1128.5, the contract low charted on February 29th. Initial resistance is at 1167, the overnight high, followed by this week's high charted on Monday, 1193 and a quarter, and then the psychological $12 mark. Opening calls are higher. And with all of that, have a great Friday and an even better weekend from your friends at River Valley Co-op.